Candy cannot keep Porsche's name up out of her mouth, child. Plus, we have the boobs and bourbon party, and Porsche's having a baby. You guys, stay tuned. We have so much to talk about.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The Kane in Georgia. You already know what it is.
You already know why we kicked this song. You might have seen the industry, but you don't know her.
Because Miss Eva did not know Miss Ivana whatsoever at all.
She's talking like Mariah Carey. I don't know her.
I don't know her. What is up, guys? We are back for another episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Whining and Dining, honey. We have so much to talk about. We have some really great stuff, like Porsha, you know, announcing that she was pregnant. We had a really sweet moment with that. And then, as usual, the drama just kept on coming. Plus, we have our Twitter sphere, our MVP, and we have a lot of really good stuff in our news and gossip, so you guys are not going to want to miss out. My name is Drew Jones, and I cannot do this without my amazing panel.
Hey, girl. Hey, Drew. It's your girl, Miss Conversation Peace.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
And obviously, we're missing someone who's about, you know, 5'10", tall, Latino, and handsome. Mr. Leon will be back next week.
He's in New York having fun with
I know. he's living his best life. He's not miss us.
Life. He ain't going back and forth with you. You guys.
But a lot happened tonight, so I want to know what your all's overall thoughts of the episode was.
Overall, I think it was pretty entertaining. I was here for the first time seeing like some real sparks between Porsha and her man. So I was good. I was good with that.
Overall, I liked it. I think we got a little bit more of an introduction to the new housewife because I was kind of still wondering when she was going to really make an appearance and really hear more about what was going on with her, what her storyline is, or what it will be. Yeah, so overall, I thought it was a decent, it wasn't jam-packed, full of drama, but still a good moving episode, for sure.
Yeah, we hop right into the episode with Candy and Shamari having, like, a lunch date with their mans, and once again, Candy cannot keep Porsha's name up out of her mouth. I'm so tired of it. I'm tired.
Well, Shamari can't stop talking about having sex with people and having open relationships, and you could see it on Ronnie's face, like, will you shut up? Like, why are you talking about this?
I know. It was interesting. Although, I do feel like Candy was trying to just catch her up as opposed to really going in on Porsha. But you're right. It is Candy's storyline, and she is, like, riding it hard. I will admit that.
There's just two things I'm over at this point. It's hearing about Shamari's open relationship, and it's Candy talking about Porsha. Like, just admit that you don't like Porsha.
Is it that she doesn't like Porsha, or was the girl that she's going so hard for one of her friends? That's what I think it is.
I don't think so.
I think one of her friends is one of the tattoos he got. Because how does she know all this information?
I think Candy has an opportunity to make Porsha look stupid, so she's taking it.
Well, I think that to some extent, what kind of, you know, we'll discuss it, I guess we won't get to that point, but what kind of bugged me with Candy and Porsha's luncheon was that the issue is you brought it to the girls before you brought it to her. Because to me, I do feel fundamentally that she has a point. If you hear all this stuff, you should bring it to the person, and either she wants to receive it or she doesn't. But if you consider yourself a friend, even a new friend, you're trying to rebuild the friendship, I too believe in, like, letting it hang out there.
Well, I don't believe in telling people about their man because they're never going to want to listen to you. So I kind of feel like Candy wanted to get the word out to her. I don't feel like Candy was being malicious at all. I feel like she does. If you hear about, even if me and you are not best friends, and you hear about the dude, I'm just like gushing over, oh my God, girl, he got a tattoo of my name. And then you hear he has 10 other tattoos of 10 other girls. You're going to be like,
Let me tell her. Let's go ahead and hop into the Candy Porsha chat. Here's my issue with it. Porsha is not dumb. She is laying up with this man. Clearly, you see some body parts, okay? So she knows that there's names on her body. She does not care. Porsha has expressed that she does not care, that is a thing of the past, and she is content with where she is. If she's content, why are you continuing to bring it up?
Well, this is the thing, what I heard Candy say. I heard her say, like, hey, you may be demonized, you know? Like, you could be all lovey-dovey in the moment, and you could be like, I don't care. But when you get knocked up and he's out getting another tattoo, you're going to be crying like, why didn't nobody tell me?
Well, to me, I think that Candy made some valid points in her discussion with Portia as far as, yeah, if you think that someone has your tattoo and it really means something, that that can get you hooked quicker. And as someone's friend, if you really feel like, okay, maybe you should take it slower, yeah, say it, put it out there. And Portia responded with, I don't care, I don't want to know, now it should be dead. To me, I felt like the overall issue was, why did you take it to the girls and not Portia? And they got so caught up in the tattoos, they didn't really discuss the real issue. To me, it's like, if Candy felt a certain way about whatever Dennis is past with, take it to Portia.
Exactly. And I just want to say, I think Portia's kind of like leaps and bounds about how she handles situations in comparison to how she used to handle situations, was with a mollywop straight to the face.
So her anger management is
working. It is working.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Let's know the doctor, girl.
Hello. Congrats. I need anger management, y'all.
But no, I agree with you, Erica. I think it's, I have a hard time believing that Candy's genuine, because why are you telling everybody but
right.
Portia
That's the issue
the
I
situation?
Have with it. I agree.
I don't know. People don't want to know about their man. It's a touchy subject, even if you really are close. Even if it's your best friend and you're like, man, I saw your man out holding hands with the girl in the movies, and he's telling her, oh, that was my cousin. You know, I had to take her.
But to me, you take it to the person or you shut it down. Those are your choices. You do not, because now you're just gossiping. And I get why Candy did it, because they were a new relationship. But to me, in this discussion, she should have just been like, sorry, my bad. I shouldn't have told the girls. I should have brought it to you, which is what she should have done.
Exactly. Because here's the situation. Candy and Portia do not have a good history whatsoever. If you come up to me and tell me that my man's creeping on me and you and I don't have a good relationship, I'm not, even if it's true, I'm not going to be able to believe it because of the situation that we've had. There's
exactly
no trust there.
Exactly why Candy didn't say anything.
But however, then to me, because I've been in this situation too, then when the stuff hits the fan and you break up and then your friends are like, oh yeah, I knew all along but I didn't say anything, I would really question your friendship. Because
that's
like,
what
okay,
I just said.
But now, if we break up and you never told me, I'm going to have an issue with you. How are you my friend? And you see me going down a path. It's on me to decide to hear it or not.
So
but
why are we
friend,
mad at Candy then? That's
because
what she
Candy's
did.
Going to every Tom, Dick, and Harry about the situation but Portia.
But we just said she's not going to receive it from Candy because
she
she's
can,
mad
But she
at
can
Candy.
Take the what she does with the information. That's just me personally. What she does with the information is up to her.
Exactly.
Or Candy could have just taken. She didn't need to do that whole table. If she really wanted it. If she really wanted Portia to hear it correctly and wanted it to come from someone she trusted, she should have just taken Nene aside and said it just to Nene. But instead, she chose to do it to a whole table, and that's where I'm like, okay.
That's just gossiping at that
exactly.
point.
I don't know. I felt like the name came up. She was in love, and then it came up. You know, he had that too. I don't know.
I feel like Candy literally is just like begging someone to say the name Portia. And I like Candy. It's no shade towards Candy. It's just, there's so many dope things about Candy. It's disappointing that this season all we're hearing is you be a shady.
But we know how editing works. I'm on Candy's side. I don't think that she's obsessed with Portia. She has so much going on. She can't even keep up with her kids. So she's definitely not obsessed
That's
with
definitely
Portia.
Coming off
she,
like it.
To me, it is. To me, I don't know what they're going to do with the surrogate or whatever. But right now, I feel like she's reaching for a storyline. And this is what she's taking.
A lot of people in the chat are kind of going off about the situation. BAP0485, hope I said your name right, says, I think Candy has a level of concern for Portia, but overall she's taking an opportunity to shade her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's great sum up, BAP.
Great sum up, BAP. But yeah, no, I don't think Candy's this malicious person, but I do think there is some joy being...
There's some joy, and then also, I mean, let's just keep it 100. She doesn't have anything else going on story-wise. Like, she and Todd are talking about having a baby. I think they're going to do that eventually or whatever. But, like, nothing really is popping off with her personally. And she's, you know, Portia's the easy target right now for her, so.
I mean, what do we want Candy to do?
Mind her damn business.
She got multiple businesses.
She should mind them. She got a lot going on.
Thank you. And when they have meetings, they talk about Portia. So I don't know.
Exactly.
But
these business meetings are about Portia.
So, Candy, we know you're reaching for a storyline, sweetie, but we still love you.
We do. We do. Across the pond, across the lake if you will, over at Lake Bailey. Our girl Noelle is about to head off to Howard University.
HU! I went to Howard. Hey!
Okay. HU Pride.
HU in the house.
I'm so proud of Noelle. She seems like such a level-headed young lady.
She is.
Cynthia and Leon, who's still looking fine since way next.
Oh my gosh. Every time I see Leon, I'm like, I'm going to go home and watch the Five Heartbeats right
Why
now.
Why did Cynthia mess that up? What was she thinking?
I know. She went for lighter and chunkier and bolder.
She going on all these frivolous dates. There's her man right there.
I kind of feel for Cynthia. Leon's a little bossy. You know, he has
I think Cynthia, as a parent, I don't know in their relationship how it worked, but definitely as a parent, Cynthia is like too goofy. She needs Leon to be like, look, this is how we're going to do things. Otherwise, Noelle is like more adult than Cynthia is in their relationship. So she needs Leon, like for real.
You think that's why it didn't work?
I don't know how he was in their relationship, but I think they do a good parent balance.
Yeah,
match,
they're both extreme, so I feel like together it's a nice little balance. But let's talk about some of the things that he kind of was like suggesting that she had to do. Did y'all go to college without your car?
I did my first year.
I
couldn't have a car my first year. It was a rule of the actual school. No freshmen could have cars.
Plus, it depends, I think, kind of the nature of your campus. But, I mean,
I say you went to Howard, so, like, what's that?
I went to Howard Law, but for undergrad, I went to Jackson State, and the first year I was on campus. Like, to me, you don't really need the car until you get the apartment, so it kind of makes sense.
Well, that's fair. If you're in another city, you still need to get around. I went to school in New Orleans, and I'm from Memphis. So I needed a car if I wanted to go to Walmart or to the store or whatever. But it wasn't allowed on the campus for freshmen to have cars. So I don't know if that's a rule. I went to HBCU as well, so I don't know if that's a rule for like smaller schools or private schools.
Now, another discussion that they're having is the whole apartment off campus thing. I went to Georgia State University, GSU, and freshmen weren't allowed to live off campus. I thought that was like the norm was freshmen could live off campus.
Well, you could if you, I guess, got your license switched over to the state, but you had to be a legal resident of the state if you were going to live off of campus. But if you had a out-of-state license, you had to stay on campus.
Yeah, and ours, everyone I know freshman year living on campus, I do feel like the first year you don't need to be getting into a new school, balling out of control with your new car. Like, you're new, you're the freshman, you're already going to be hot meat on a black campus. Just live your best life. And then, you know, once you get the apartment and you really live in large, then get the car.
I feel like the rules and the regulations for freshmen are put in place because you can get that car. You're going to have free access to alcohol. You're going to be partying. You're going to be trying to balance school life. So you don't need that. And I think that's kind of what the schools try to
do. And honestly, I just went back for homecoming. The way Howard is set up anyway, like, you're right there in D.C. Parking is crazy. You're just going to Uber every place anyway. Like, you don't really need it.
Dang, so. I wish I had Uber when I was in college. You would have saved
my
life. I
know. Uber is like, I'll change the game. She don't need a car.
Right.
And she certainly don't need no Vespa. That was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, no.
Well, something that they do agree on is that she needs to be in the middle of everything, and that's why they're not super on the apartment thing. They want her in the middle of everything, which I agree. I think freshman year, that's your first year away from home, you should be kind of in the middle of
Get the, like, whole sharing. Oh, my God. My first year, my dorm, I hated it. It was like communal bathroom. You have to go down the hallway and take your little shower caddy with the flip-flops. I hated that.
I mean, I didn't love it either, but it wasn't a big deal. And also, I feel like, especially if you're like the child of a celebrity, like
a big deal.
There's a lot of other celebrities going there. And the point is not for you to be like, oh, you missed thing and have all that drama, but to meet new people and to really learn about what other people are
doing. That's not drama because you don't want to share the bathroom with people.
I just think it's part of I think like there's certain things in college you should experience. I think the dorms and, you know, communal showering, as unglamorous as it all may be, I think it's, you know, part of the experience. You should experience.
Exactly. I mean, to me, the shower is neither here nor there, but the having the roommate, having the closeness of the other females in your dorm and all that other stuff, I think that's a valid thing to kind of go through, at least for your first year.
Maybe because my school was not like super glamorous. I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Mine wasn't glamorous either, but I mean, I was cool in the dorms and I was cool when I had an apartment. I mean, they're both good experiences, but I think you should have them both.
I concur. So the boobs and bourbon party, which I, can we just real quick, what is your favorite NeNe themed party that she's had in the last couple of seasons?
I like the white gay one. What was it? Whites and gays or something?
Girls and,
whites,
girls and gays.
Girls and gays. I mean, the title was horrible and politically incorrect.
But so much happened.
But it was so, and everybody looked so nice with their all white. To me personally, way better than the people who didn't have boob jobs at the boobs and bourbon. but yes, I definitely love the white. Well, but let me know what the people think.
Well, my favorite one was the Pajama Jam Jam. Oh,
oh, that one was fun.
That was lit, y'all. Yeah, the Pajama Jam. Everybody got to a fight.
Apollo, we miss you, Apollo.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about missing you.
I miss you, Jammer.
Think this group right here would have done way better at the Pajama Jam than...
I don't think so. I think they would have. I think Ivana still would have turned.
Lord. Okay, yeah. So a lot happened at this Boobs and Bourbon. Basically, NeNe and Greg wanted to throw this. NeNe kind of wanted to lift Greg's spirits because he's a people person. He likes being around people. And we love Greg, so we love being around Greg. But everyone shows out with their mans. Marlo brings Kevin.
Who is her John? I mean, her. She met on SugarDaddy.com.
Her white King Wednesday.
Do we
Wednesday.
Know where he met? Remember
what they went around the table? She was like, I'll pass.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
SugarDaddy.com. That's what they met.
Seeking arrangements. Someone needs to tell us in the comments if you guys really know the real news. I'm curious to know.
But did she have another white man at the Halloween party?
She never brings the same person twice.
Yeah.
This is her first time I think I've even really saw. No, she brought somebody one other time.
Does she hire these people? Or do they hire her?
That's what we need to know.
I mean, she lives a very lavish lifestyle. I'm just saying, I'm not hating on it. Listen, if someone's going to pay for your things, go for it.
For the thing that you're giving them?
Listen, she knows her value.
First of all, we don't know what she's giving per se.
Exactly.
And this guy, because I heard, back in the day, I heard she was dealing with older white men. So this guy seemed young enough to get it up. So, you know, she didn't seem like she was, like, under pressure. So I would like to hear more. So let us know, Marlo, what's going on.
Let us know. But, yeah,
all the wives
are there with their mans. We also meet Ivana, who already from the get-go, I'm like, I don't.
Okay, from the get-go, people in the comments, what is your thing about, like I have boutiques that I go to, kind of like, you know, you kind of get real cool with your stylist or whatever, but what's this whole thing that you're going to go to somebody's boutique and now you're kicking it with the owner? Like, that whole thing seemed weird to me.
There are different places that I've gone to, like my makeup artist, I used to go to her regularly, and she worked at MAC. Mm-hmm. And me and her became really good friends just because she was the first person to ever, like, put colored lipstick on me. And I was like, girl, I can't even wear this. And she was like, no, I got the perfect shade for you. And we built a bond off of her doing my face. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by the relationship. I just, like, she came in there just guns a-blazing. I mean, chugging. First of all, you don't chug wine. I mean, you do, but not at that age.
Well, to me, that's why I'm like, well, yeah, if you met this person because she bought a sweatshirt or a dress or whatever at your overpriced shop, then I'm like, well, how well do you even know the person?
Well, she says she comes on a regular basis, so she maybe come every 2 weeks when she gets paid. I don't know.
I also think this is very much a Bravo's producers type situation where it's like, we're just going to throw her in there.
A wild card.
Yeah, and I mean, she was grasping for a peach, and she just got the fuzz.
Well, no,
and it's
I don't
okay.
think she's ever going to get a peach. First of all, you do not, like you said, chug wine like that in an event. Now, you can chug it at your house. You can chug it somewhere else with your girls, but not at a dinner party where you're classy and your boobs out. You don't want to be sloppy drunk with your boobs out.
Yeah, I don't even think she's going for a peach. I think, again, like you said, I think this is just Bravo's way of trying to turn up the heat and make sure that the dinner was fully entertaining.
And it was, because we find out that they both went to school together. And
Eva and Ivana,
and they don't. Eva doesn't remember her, which in all fairness, Eva says she hasn't been in college in like 16 years. So, I don't remember
some people from college.
Yeah, facts. But if we share like a best friend, then, I mean, you know. So,
was she her best friend in college, though?
The girl who's her best friend now was in Eva's wedding. That's what Eva said. So I'm not saying Eva, maybe she didn't really remember her. But like, I've been in that situation where I was with somebody and we were in class, we were in law school together. And she was like, oh, she, you know, kind of did it the same way as well. And, you know, I just was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, but I know she remembered me the same way. Like, Eva might not have known the girl intimately, but if they share, if someone was in your wedding and you're really tight with her, then you probably are aware of who her friends are.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's true. I mean, I forget people all the time. I mean, I'm not trying to say that it's on purpose, but
I mean, I forget people, but if I know who my closest girlfriends are, and I'm well aware of who their closest girlfriends are, because we have, like, if it's her birthday, we all get together, like, you do
but
see
Eva's
the
not
people.
Doing that. She's somewhat of a celebrity. She's probably not hanging
but
with
this girl. But this girl was in her wedding, so she
hasn't had the wedding yet on the show. She hasn't had
it. Well, she said the girl was going to be in her wedding. That's what she said. So she knows the girl very well. She's like, that's my girl. So they probably have clearly crossed paths.
I don't
so
know.
I have a large
group of good girlfriends, and there's plenty of them that don't know each other. And so I don't know. Yeah. I just think she was like, let me get this 15 minutes real quick, make it happen. But it was kind of like anticlimactic. Like, it was just, like, she yelled at her. She had the whole table staring, like, WTF.
We were confused. Like, I was confused. Like, why are you so mad? Because you had the whole bottle of wine? Because if you felt that way when you walked in, this is what I hate. When someone says, oh, she came in and didn't speak to me. Did you speak to me? If you came in and spoke to me and I acted like I didn't know you, then you have a grounds to say, oh, I'm acting diva-ish, I'm acting a certain kind of way. But if you don't walk in and say anything and I don't walk in and say anything, then we're on even ground.
She spoke to the girl, and clearly when Eva was like, oh, nice to meet you, she did have a stank face. Eva didn't notice it, but if you go back and look at the clip, she was looking crazy. And I was like, why is she looking like that? And so later on, when she got a chance, she explained it. And so, you know, I think it's
I don't know. I've had this experience where people be like, they know me, and I might not know them. Seriously, don't know them. And they're like, you know me. And I'm like, no, I don't know you. So I don't know.
To me, there's no excuse at ghetto, but I mean, if you feel it, call it.
Well, I don't even know. That was just a mess. But everyone did get to meet Dennis, and I thought it was I really like Dennis. Maybe that's just me.
Okay, first of all, a fan. Dennis, I have dogged you, but the suit was great. Your
fresh.
Gut was covered up. You looked amazing. I really liked your outfit this week. Three thumbs up if I had them. I loved it.
I was about to say, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
It reminded me of Bishop Don Juan, gold for the honey, green for the money.
Goodbye.
I was like, pimping.
This is the best you've looked so far this season, and
I don't like colorful green
suits. I don't care if you were wearing a Steve Harvey suit. You looked great.
Not a Steve Harvey suit. I thought he looked very handsome.
I thought he looked great.
I think it takes a lot to come into a situation where you know people are talking about you. You know people are out there trying to put you on blast, and to come in with open arms and be nice to everyone, including Candy, and just, you know, put on a good face for your girl because you know it's important to her. I think that's dope.
Yes, and plus I felt like he was a little bit more dressed up than, like, Eva's husband, Michael. To me, I felt like he took it seriously and he represented, so good job.
Yeah, I think he definitely represented. He's definitely a likable person. Even Eva's husband spoke up on his behalf and said how he had his back when he was running. So I think he's a good fit for the group.
I like it. I kind of was expecting this dinner to be a little bit more dramatic than it was, just because of the way the preview made it seem.
Like, you thought Candy was going to...
I just thought a lot more... I mean, because in reality... The high point of the dinner was the Eva versus Ivana thing.
And it's like, Ivana, are you even going to be back next week? Like, why is it even relevant?
It was one-sided argument. It was like her yelling and Eva being like, I mean, go off,
confused.
I guess.
No, that's what I'm saying. I really believe Eva was confused. Like, girl.
I mean,
I don't know.
It is what it is, but she was drunk and just went too ghetto with it. if you want to call somebody out, call them out. But all that yelling and cursing at the dinner table was ridiculous.
She should have been like, girl, you know
especially
me.
Especially since you're
together.
New and you don't know anybody at the table other than Nene. You should have chilled out a little bit.
I do live for a good read. And Eva with the saying that her dress looked like a banana flavored condom had me 6 feet underground.
It did have me 6 feet underground, although Eva, I wasn't a fan of your dress either, but it did not look like a, you know, it just looked like you were going to the beach or something. I was like, she didn't dress up at all, you know, but But yeah, great read though. Loved it.
So the dinner ends basically with Greg and Nene telling everyone that they have planned this couple's trip to Destin. And couples trips always go well for this group, so I'm sure we
have. That's like, the dinner didn't even go all the way well, so
I guess. Sure you I mean, it'll be fun. I mean, that's the basis of all couples trips on reality TV, so it'll be fun.
Everybody seems to get along except for that girl, and I don't think she's coming on the trip, so I think they'll be fine.
No, I'm sure there'll be drama, but that's the point. That's the point of a couple's trip, so I'm there for it.
Who you think gonna do something? I think it'll be Shamari and Ronnie and Candy probably getting into it, because he always got something to say about Candy on stage. Or
and not just, well, not so much that. I think, honestly, I think, well, we'll save it for predictions, I guess, but Shamari had a lot to say during this dinner about Portia. It's something between Shamari and Portia. I think that's gonna start to escalate, because every time she's some kind of what, kind of the same thing. Really.
I think it was the stylist comment, because wasn't Portia like, she needed a stylist?
Right, but even, you know, even before, Shamari's kind of like, kind of the same thing with Eva and this girl. Like, she expects Portia to give her more recognition because they went to high school together. And Portia's not really doing it. She's treating her like everybody else knew.
I just feel like if you out of school and y'all don't talk, boo, it's over.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's the holiday season. We're all going home. We're going to run into people that we went to high school and whatnot with. There are people that I am cool with because we were cool in high school, but like if I see you across a restaurant, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to get up and like go acknowledge you or whatever. I might like, if we make eye contact, I might like nod at you or something, but I don't know. Just because you went to school with somebody, you go to school with like 500 people.
Girl, I went to Walmart and saw somebody I went to school with, kept walking.
Well, you guys, I'm going to speak to people and whatever.
Maybe I'm rude. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just like, what are we catching up about?
Exactly.
I have no kids. I'm not married. I ain't got nothing.
I'm going to speak to you because I'm in Los Angeles living my best life. So I'm going to speak and say hello and see how you're doing.
Mm-hmm. That is fair. That is fair. Okay, we don't get a lot of cute moments on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, let's be honest. But I really loved Portia tonight with Dennis because it's his 30th birthday. So she sets up this cute breakfast and she gives him these really special presents.
I love how they go over the top for each other. Like, Dennis, one week he's throwing flowers on the bed, and now she's having the same chef come and give him champagne and all that stuff. But I really think it was sweet. But I need a man that's going to buy me presents on his birthday, too.
Yeah, I loved that part of their scene together. It definitely seemed really genuine and not scripted, as so many of these scenes can be. So I really liked it a lot. The one thing I thought was interesting, I'm not going to say I didn't like it, but it was interesting that she went back. She was so hardcore with Candy, like, I don't want to know. And then she went back to Dennis, like, but if there's something, you should tell me. And it's like, you know, why are you putting him in a place to lie to your face? And you know Candy got the goods.
No, I don't think it was that he's going to lie. I think she put him on blast so he couldn't lie. So it'll be on camera and it'll be like almost like you got to tell
the truth. He said the past is the past, which is valid. So let it lie. But, you know, obviously there's some overlap. That's the whole issue, really. And I don't know if she's, to me, she's not as comfortable as she portrayed clearly with Candy because she went back to him about it.
Well, so. You're gonna like not let the person see you sweat. You know what I mean? If you tell me something, and you expect me to be like, oh my god, I'm about to break up with my boyfriend. You're not gonna do that.
Yeah, but then I feel, well, I look at it differently. To me, I feel like if your point is you want to find out if your man is gonna cheat, then you take the information, you get the information so that you know what you're dealing with, and then you see what he tells you. But that's
I don't think she came at him in a crazy way. I think it was just one of those
it
like
wasn't crazy at all. No, it was cool.
It was just one of those like, I don't have anything to worry about, right? Like, just kind of like a reassurance.
She's kind of like, well, because she insinuated that there was. So there's something more, you should let me know.
But I feel like it wasn't in a sense of like, because I'm going to be mad. It was just like, we already have everything else out on the table. If there's anything else, just like, let me know. Mm-hmm. I don't think she, yeah. I genuinely think she trusts him. I think they have a great relationship. I really like them together. I like how he treats her.
I like them together, but I do feel like she knows there's bones that she's choosing not to.
So I like what I'm seeing, but do you feel like Dennis does this to every girl that he meets?
But why does that matter? Why is it like, I don't.
So you think you treat every man the same?
No, but I think there's certain qualities or certain things that I do for my man, if I really care about you, that, yeah, it may have happened in a relationship before, but I think that's just, like, my love language. That's just me showing you how I feel about you.
Yeah, to me, I'm kind of with Portia. I don't really care if his whole thing and get people to convince that he likes him is to tattoo his body. That's him. He has a million tattoos. Do what you want to do. But when Candy was meeting with the other girls and stuff, Jasmine or whoever else, there seemed to be some overlap in the time when he was seeing Portia and when he was probably still messing with somebody else. And so if they had, to me, it's a matter of, does she want to know if he was cheating on her or not? Like, I don't care about
the tattoos. But I think in the beginning, everyone starts the stage of talking. If we're just talking, if we're not boyfriend, girlfriend yet, you can go see other girls, I can see other guys, and we don't owe each other anything.
I agree. So my thing is, we don't have the facts. She didn't get the facts from Candy. Candy hasn't really revealed the timeline. We don't really know. Like, I agree with you. If they, maybe it's all moot because they were in an open relationship or they were just talking, or maybe they were exclusive and it was valid. So to me, that's why I would want to know the information, but we don't really know enough either way.
But I'm sure, I don't know.
I think whatever it is, Portia doesn't care. He could have got a tattoo. He could have had a threesome. He could have bought a house. He could have bought a car. She doesn't care because she's reaping the benefits now. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, this is how I feel. If I feel like, okay, tattoo of other girl's name doesn't matter. One, I'm probably going to make you cover it up. Two, especially if you're about to ask me to marry you. We're going to get those tattoos covered up, and then you're going to do something more for me than you did from them other girls. So whatever, you bought them a Rolex, I'm going to need a Rich and Millie. That's the new kind of watch. I need a Rich and Millie then.
I don't know. I just feel like, I think Portia, I can agree with Portia, where she's just, it doesn't matter what everyone else has done in the past. I'm here now. We're here now. Let's focus on us, because I think if you go searching for things to be unhappy about, you're going to find things to be unhappy about.
Well, I'm not saying be unhappy. I'm just saying show me more love than you showed them. That's all. If you want
to
marry
me. Then now you're comparing your relationship to relationships that clearly didn't work. So why do you care
if they didn't work, then why are you doing the same thing?
Yeah, I don't care so much about the tattoos. I don't care really about anything unless he said we were committed and you cheated. That's really all I care about. So that's all I would
want to
know.
Would you want him to cover the tattoos up?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would feel that. To me, I would want him to do what he felt. Like, to me, why would you want 85 chicks' name on your body anyway? Why, to me, fundamentally, I would be looking at him like, why do you want all these random people that you're not talking to on your body? You don't speak to this girl on the street, but you have her on your shoulder. Why? Like, I would have to wonder about him, really.
I guess. I don't know. I'm single, so I don't know if what I'm doing is even working.
Exactly.
I don't care.
You know.
I'm like, cool, you're...
She's an Aquarius. She doesn't care.
Facts. Like, I'm just like, whatever. Like, we together now, so right. I don't really care about these other girls.
Thing in me, we go together. That's how it goes.
Facts. Let's hop into our fun segments. Let's do MVP. I feel like there are a lot of girls this week that, or a lot of people this week that, you know, could earn this.
I was just gonna say, I was gonna go with the bourbon and boob thing, and I think the MVP of that was Tanaya, because her boobs were sitting up perfectly. She was classy.
Oh, she did look good.
She looks good with those boobies. And runner-up Marlo, because hers look good, but they were a little trashy.
Okay, so for me, the MVP of the episode was the waitress at Shamari and Candy's luncheon in the beginning of the episode when Shamari started singing and the waitress kind of looking like, I don't care who you are, I want to take your order and you're not that great. Shout out to her.
But that's not good. She want a tip or not?
I thought it was hilarious because it's like, look, I appreciate.
You better listen to her sing and get that tip.
She listened to it, but she didn't have to indulge you.
She should have been like, girl, let me get your autograph.
She didn't have to indulge you in your thirstiness, Shamari. So she gets an MVP for that. And then honorable mention, I would say, and we didn't really talk about this because it wasn't very eventful outside of this, was Nene's boob when she was meeting with Tanya that like totally came out of her
just
shirt.
Full pasty.
And I was like, oh my gosh, we're seeing pasties on Bravo now. Where do they do that at? But it did get an honorable mention because I was looking like, Nene, you might need a strapless or something. You're a little big to just be free and loose. But if you can do it, girl, I'm going to do it. So
her boob made an honorable mention?
Yes. Okay. Well, really her pasty nipple, because it's like everybody showed their boobs this episode, but her actual pasty made an appearance, which I thought was kind of a lot. This wasn't like HBO or nothing. So,
well, at least the nipple didn't show.
Yes, because she had the pasty on it, but I clearly saw the entire pasty, which I thought was a lot. So that was the honorable mention for me.
I don't have an honorable mention. My straight up MVP was Tanya, because I really like
Tanya or Tanaya?
Tanaya, sorry. Okay. Tanaya, yeah. The new girl.
Okay.
I really like her because I like that she stands firm in like what she's got going on. She's been together with her man for 7 years, been engaged for 3, and doesn't feel any type of pressure because of what everyone else is saying. She was just like, yeah, we're building an empire. Like, cool. What are you going to do about it? Like, this is our thing. And I like that she's just very confident. I want to see a peach in her hand. I like her a
when
lot.
When are we going to see her man, though?
He was there.
Yeah, he didn't say too much. Okay, he was really quiet. But he was there at the dinner. Yeah, she's okay. I gotta see more.
I like her, and I thought her house was really cute.
Nene said it wasn't big enough. Oh, the closet wasn't big enough.
Whatever. Whatever. Dramatic.
Oh my gosh. I was loving Nene in the confessional and her little.
Oh, I love Cynthia's new wig in the confessional. It was laid, honey.
Facts. It did look really good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hop into Twitter sphere.
Cool.
Yes, honey. Every week we like to hop in on the RHOA hashtag and just, you know, look out some fun tweets that people are tweeting during the show. The first tweet is from actually some of the housewives themselves. We have Shamari and Portia. Portia kind of called Shamari out for the Grinch stole Christmas comment. And she said, you ain't telling me that part. And then Shamari said, sorry, Chica, y'all were cute, though.
Mm.
So I like subtle shade that's still cute, because sometimes, you know, they'd be taking it too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then our next tweet is from at She Likes to Tweet. Everyone wondering and waiting to hear how Marlo met Bubba Sparks, which... When I saw the tweet.
That's so great. That's amazing. That's
I saw
cool.
the tweet before we watched the episode. And so I was like, Bubba Sparks. Because I had my own story about Bubba Sparks. So I was like, ooh, Marlo, we know some people. But then I realized it was just Kevin, her lovely date. And I was dead. And then lastly, we have from at LoveJones31. Greg, last one in the building, got to get the check. Todd. And then it's a... Ooh. GIF of someone jumping out the window.
Is Todd cheap like that?
Yes.
Because Todd ain't got nobody. Okay, so
he ain't made no money yet with Candy shoes.
Candy got money.
You know what I'm saying? Her businesses didn't rub off on him?
He might have allowance. I don't know.
No, I'm saying the businesses. Like,
I'm sure she pays him every week.
She gives him some kind of investor, like, credit.
I don't know what the tea is with them.
I mean... some shares of the company.
Let's get into news and gossip because we've got a lot of it and we've got a little bit of time left. First up, I was hyped about this. Andy Cohen posted on his Instagram story. He was in New York, obviously, because that's where he lives. And these two lovely police officers called him over to let him know what they thought of the show and who they thought he should bring back.
I already see the picture.
But you had an initial message. You called me over. What did you want me to know?
Bring Faye back.
You want to bring Phaedra back. And you want Kenya back. All right.
Everybody knows.
Stay tuned.
Team Phaedra.
But you
all
had an
day,
initial message.
So do we think the people want Phaedra back.
Yes.
And Kenya back. Do we think he may listen to...
I think he definitely listens to the audience and what they want. Because, I mean, that's how all the housewives have gotten picked is do they bring something to the show? And I think that's why he brought Kim back at one point. And, like, the backlash kind of made her get off the show.
Yeah.
I think he's going to bring someone back because the ratings are really slipping this season.
Facts. And then Dennis posted this really cute photo of... he and Portia from the other night. So this lady right here is going to be the best mama and wife. We are the same, but she has way more patience and has way more empathy and is way more deserving of a happy ending than me. Christmas party at the Scrivens. Hashtag way.
Aw, she looks so pretty.
They look so happy. Like, I'm just here for
so
it.
So cute.
I love happy couples. And then Ava did an interview and actually said that Candy, in her opinion, is the shadiest housewife. So I just wanted to play the quick little clip.
Yeah, I saw this interview.
Where she
Candy.
Was
yeah.
picking out which housewives were what.
I don't think so.
The housewife I get along with the most is Nene. One of the reasons why I'm even on Housewives is because I have known Nene for so long. Like, that's been my girl. At the end of the day, my loyalty will always lie with Lenny the Elites. So the shadiest housewife, I would say, thus far, which is actually a surprise to me, is Candy. For some reason, I feel like she is, like, out here targeting Portia. Mm. I just think Candy's not being supportive, and I don't feel like she has to be supportive, but she also doesn't have to be a hater. And then, for me, like, anything I say, she nitpicks. I said that the girl wasn't black with a Q, and we went to a whole colorism issue, and I'm like, dude, that is recklessly irresponsible to assume and to put that kind of indictment on me. It's a sweeping indictment at that. And for someone who, like, I don't know, doesn't like to be falsely accused, I think it's very irresponsible and disingenuous at best. One housewife,
I agree.
Wish
I feel like she had
show.
A lot of really good
it's
points
kind of
there.
Weird,
I kind of agree with her.
I do not agree with her. She's the shadiest one because she's always saying something about Cynthia, and Cynthia don't bother nobody.
Oh, and we cut it off, but Eva said she wanted Phaedra to come back.
She
just
did.
So you guys know.
She did say that. I don't know. You guys in the comments in the chat, let us know if you agree with Eva's pick for who is the shadiest housewife. Miss Convo, you have some news and gossip about
yourself.
Yes,
so I was, you know, just looking around on the internet, and I came across a story that is talking about Shamari and Ronnie DeVoe are owing some back taxes.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and on top of that, they bought a new home, and Shamari's salary was revealed for Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, reportedly, she's getting $250K to appear on the season.
Like, per episode or just for this
the
whole season?
The season, $250K.
Ooh, okay. That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad.
However, they do have a tax lien for $366K that is stemming from a 2013 November audit. So it's been around since 2013, hasn't been paid, yet they spent $10,000 last week on the kids' twins' birthday party. What do we think about that?
Well, I think that I do tax law, Shamari, so holla at a sister.
Well, they recently bought a house, and it will cost $545K. Shamari's name is the only one on the deed, and people are speculating that it's because of the tax lien on Ronnie DeVoe from not paying taxes. So they're...
Well, I mean... If you watch New Edition movies, they obviously they all were kind of bamboozled with their money from very early on. So a lot of their career, they didn't make money. So I don't know. I'm not going to judge. I'm not in their shoes.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying $10,000 on the party.
Do what you got to do.
I know the IRS is watching. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Don't play
true,
with them. And
true.
Thank you guys so much for watching After Buzz.
Oh, wait a second. Sorry.
Thank you so much for...
Wait, hold on. I do have some more news.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Erica.
Okay, so you don't have to play this clip because we're running short on time, but this was an interview of the new Tania, whatever the girl's name is, and in this clip, she was being interviewed, and they asked her about her fashion and stuff, and she was like, oh, you know, how she has the expensive clothes, and she really came from Marlo in this clip, and she said something like, well, Marlo is fashionable, but she's more hood, and, oh, man. Well, play it.
That you might be giving another fashionista from the show a run for her money.
Yeah.
She mentioned good old Marlo Hampton. So... Now, if you had one word to describe Marlo's fashion style and sensibility, what would it be?
I mean, Marlo is good in the hood.
Mm. Good in the hood.
I live.
But I bring a certain je ne sais quoi.
That
includes, like, world class.
Yes,
and it's
yes.
Just, it's levels. It's levels.
It's
a
level
up
season.
Okay,
everybody.
Level
Ooh.
Up season.
She's always
just saying
up.
That about
yes.
her being the MVP, that she came in classy. That's kind of what I said. She came in classy with her boobs out, and Marlo came in trashy with her
yes,
out.
Yes, she did. So Marlo will be coming for you in the level up season. All right, so now this is the biggest news, really, that I wanted to get to. Okay, you guys. So, I'm sure most of you all know this, but Nene watched that episode last week like we did where Portia said in the confessional that NeNe was the one who told her the stuff that Candy said. And I guess she had agreed to NeNe not to reveal anything. And so Portia and NeNe have totally fallen out. They've been going back and forth on social media. NeNe is like, our friendship is over. She was supposed to keep this private. And she did honestly have NeNe looking like a fool last week, because we were all like, well, NeNe was playing like she didn't say anything, and Portia clearly said she did. So that has like totally kind of demolished their relationship. And they're like totally are beefing all out on social media. So it's been crazy.
I think that NeNe's taking out all the frustration and stress from the Greg situation and putting it on Portia because she can. And I don't think this is the end of their friendship. I think they're going to come around. I don't agree that Portia should have kept it quiet because, you know.
Well, I don't think Portia should have kept it quiet, but I'm not sure why she said she would and then she didn't. That was my only thing.
Did she say that she was going to keep it quiet?
Yeah, that's what NeNe is alleging. NeNe said Portia told her, I'm not going to say anything.
Just don't tell her nothing else, NeNe. Dang.
Yeah. And then NeNe and the second clip here is NeNe got so mad, or they went back and forth so much to the point where NeNe posted this on Instagram that sometimes, you know, she's trying to stop herself from going to jail, trying to mess with somebody. So
now you know NeNe crazy. If Marlo her friend, she crazy.
So everybody was in NeNe's comments like, don't do it, girl. Don't go to jail.
But also, like, let's not threaten a pregnant woman, because that's
exactly,
like, corny.
Especially
she's
on
she's not
going
to do
media.
Nothing to Portia. And the thing about it is, NeNe, stop being so mad and angry about it. Just let it go and don't tell Portia nothing else.
I agree. I don't know. Since this is happening now, I don't even know if we'll see this on the season, but I think they'll get back together, but yeah. You know, we'll see what happens.
I think they'll be fine, but let's hop into predictions so we can get on out of here.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So they are going to Destin next week.
Yes.
Talk about it.
All right. So I'll make it quick. For me, I think, as I mentioned before, I think Shamari and Portia, I think they're going to kind of bump heads even more, because Shamari seems like she has some sort of thing against Portia. Clearly, NeNe and Portia are going through something, but I don't think we'll see it during the season.
I think Dennis is going to come for Candy on this trip. If they all go, he's going to eventually say something to Candy. Like, he kept it cute for the little dinner, but once you go on vacation and get a little more drinks in you, get a little more turnt, and get into that close quarters, I think it'll get a little, you know, heated.
I'm interested to see how this whole Eva's party went down, because apparently NeNe wasn't invited and Portia was.
Right.
So I think I'm interested to see like how NeNe handles it, because I mean that interview that we just saw earlier is obviously recent, so I'm sure they're fine. But I want to see if NeNe feels some type of way, or if she just doesn't.
If she
care.
Feels some type of way about Portia, she can't be biased with Eva.
We will see. You guys, let us know in the comments. Let us know on Twitter, in the chat, what you all are thinking of this episode, what you all are thinking for next week. Until next time, I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And I'm Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Piece, or you can follow me on Twitter at MISS Combo Piece. And send me a tweet and let me know what you think, and I'll connect with you.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. And if you watch Real Housewives of Dallas, the season finale is this Wednesday right here at AfterBuzz at 8 p.m. Check me out. Bye,
all right,
folks.
Guys. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.